We're starting with a report from the World Meteorological Organization. It's part of the United Nations that studies climate. And it says that 2016 was the Earth's warmest year on record since scientists started maintaining temperature records in the 1880s. Researchers say that 2016 was 7/100ths of 1 degree Fahrenheit warmer than 2015. That was the previous record holder. The UN organization says it used several sources like NASA to come up with its data, though one of them, the United Kingdom's Met Office, says the temperature increase it measured was within its margin of error, according to the BBC. So the record's not certain across all measurements. One big factor in the warm temperatures was a powerful El Niño, a natural warming of Pacific Ocean surface temperatures that affected the climate from 2015 to 2016. But a scientist from NASA says greenhouse gas emissions, which are given off by human activity, are responsible for warming temperatures in the long term. Because the recent El Niño event has subsided, scientists do not expect 2017 to break a new warming record. Yesterday afternoon, U.S. President Barack Obama gave his final news conference while in office. It was likely the last time he'd speak in public as president. A lot of subjects were covered, increasingly strained U.S. relations with Israel and Russia, the relationship between the White House and the media, a recent move to reduce the sentences of more prisoners than any other U.S. president. It all came up. And President Obama was asked about his successor, President-elect Donald Trump, and some of the controversies he's been involved in. The outgoing leader said he and the incoming one had had constructive and sometimes lengthy conversations, but Mr. Obama said the best piece of advice he could give to Mr. Trump was to rely on others around him, as the presidency isn't a job that anyone can do alone.
I believe in this country. I believe in the American people. I believe that people are more good than bad. I believe tragic things happen. I think there's evil in the world. But I think that at the end of the day, if we work hard and if we're true to those things in us that feel true and feel right, that the world gets a little better each time. That's what this presidency has tried to be about. And I see that in the young people I've worked with. At my core, I think we're going to be okay. We just have to fight for it. We have to work for it and not take it for granted. And I know that you will help us do that. Thank you very much, Press Corps. Good luck.